The town I was born in holds no memories, but for the honking foghorns, the rainy mist, and the rocky cliffs, I've carried no feelings up past the Lake Superior hills. The town I grew up in is the one that has left me with my legacy visions. It was not a rich town. My parents were not rich. It was not a poor town. My parents were not poor. It was a dying town. A train line cuts the ground, showing where the fathers and mothers of me and my friends had picked up and moved from North Hibbing to South Hibbing. Old North Hibbing. Deserted. Already dead. With its old storm courthouse decaying in the wind. Long abandoned, windows crashed out. The breath of its broken walls being smothered in clinging moss. The old school where my mother went to. Rotting, shivering, but still living. Standing cold and lonesome, arms cut off. With even the moon bypassing its jagged body. Pretending not to see, and giving it its final dignity. Dogs howled over the graveyard, where even the marking stones were dead. And there was no sound except for the wind blowing through the high grass and the bricks that fell back to the dirt from a slight stab of the breeze. It was as though the rains of wartime had left the land bombed out and shattered. South Hibbing is where everyone came to start their town again, but the winds of the war came following and grew fiercer, and the years went by, but I was young, so I ran and I kept running. Still running, I guess, but my road has seen many changes. For I have served my time as a refugee, in mental terms and in physical terms, and many a fear has vanished, and many an attitude has fallen, and many a dream has faded. And I know I shall meet the snowy north again, but with changed eyes next time around, to walk lazily down its streets and linger by the edge of town, find old friends if they're still around, talk to the old people and the young people, running, yes, but stopping for a while. Embracing what I left and loving it, for I have learned by now never to expect what it cannot give me.